What has happened here is we have 40,000 people in this country who legitimately insured their cars with Setanta, who eventually went out of business and left, as I said, 40,000 people without insurance, and some, I'd say about 20,000 people with claims outstanding. So there's a 2% levy going on insurance to cover, which is a substantial number of people left in limbo for a long time, some of them up to 7 years. Something has to be done to sort it out, but we're insisting that the government make sure that the insurance companies take the hit on this, because it's protecting insurance companies as well, and it's unfair that motorists should be further penalised with another 2% on top of what has been a constant rise in insurance costs over motor insurance, public liability and all insurance costs over the last number of years.
And this is not the only cost that's going to be hitting motorists.
No, there's another proposal on the table at the moment where cars over 10 years old are going to be hit with a higher premium. Now, I've raised this in the Dáil myself last week, and I think it's very, very wrong, because any car now over 10 years old is NCT'd every year. There's 147,000 car owners of cars over 10 years old, and there's many reasons for that. One is affordability. The other is the fact that cars today, if they're well serviced, well looked after, can last into 15, 16, 17, 18 years. You see them on the road, and they look well, and they're NCT'd, and they're safe to drive. And there's a tendency now to increase that cost of insurance for cars over 10 years old. And what that will do is it'll destroy small little businesses like garages and tire shops, all hitting rural areas again, and it shouldn't be allowed to happen.